Hello, happiness seekers. And just like that, we've reached the end of our 26-day The Alphabet of Happiness boost. Thank you so much for joining me on this joyful countdown to the launch of The Alphabet of Happiness book. Whether you tuned in for one episode or all 26, I hope you are feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to bring more happiness into your everyday life. Frankly, that's exactly why I wrote this book. I really want all of us to pause and take more time to create more happiness in our life. To wrap up, here is the full alphabet of happiness, 26 principles to inspire and empower you no matter where you are on your happiness journey. Okay, we started with A for acceptance, how to be at peace with uncomfortable feelings. B is for boundaries, strike a balance between being close to people but also having own autonomy. C, it's all about courage, taming fear to take the necessary risks towards the happiness we are after. D is for dreams, all about achieving but without burnout. E stands for empathy. It's all about creating meaningful relationships with people. F is about freedom. It's about feeling empowered in our unpredictable world. G, of course, gratitude. It's all about appreciating life with its flaws and all. H for habits. It's about implementing daily routines that stick so we can sustain our happiness long term. I stands for innovation. Awaken creative capacity. Creativity is absolutely necessary to our happiness. So how can we spark that creativity in day-to-day life? J is all about jokes. You prescribing yourself some laughter. It's about healing with laughter and also putting others at ease. K is for kindness, making others happy without resentment, and also looking after yourself, so also about that aspect of self-kindness. L, a little bit unusual, but L stands for luck, creating golden opportunities in life. M is all about meaning. How can we use the power of stories to find purpose in the grind of life? And of course, it's our wonderful nature. How can we reconnect with nature, with natural world more often? O stands for ordinary. It's about taking notice of simple joys to live longer. P is for play, having fun more often. Q stands for questions. It's coaching yourself and self-reflecting without rumination. But it's also about asking curious questions so that we can build meaningful relationships. R is resilience. It's about enduring, but also recovering and asking for help when we need it. S, very topical for the modern world we live in, is about self-image. It's about being mindful of social comparison and social media use. T stands for time. We have a limited amount of time. How can we spend time wisely for a more balanced and happy life? U is all about uncertainty. That one, unfortunately, will always be present in our life. So how can we tackle worry when facing the unknown? V stands for values. It's about us acting in line with our internal compass. W, it's wonder, how to stay curious and keep learning. X, it was a tricky letter, but that stands for X factor. It's about building self-belief to have a positive impact. Y is a yes, making good enough decisions to manage regret. And final letter, Z for zest. It's about kickstarting your feel-good chemicals and resting well. I personally truly believe that this is an alphabet worth learning at any age. If you want to find out more about each letter, you can sign up to my Substack newsletter. You can listen or maybe re-listen to the corresponding episode. Or of course, you can get your own copy of The Alphabet of Happiness, where each chapter dives deeper into those specific concepts. Again, a massive thank you to everyone who has absolutely engaged, shared, and spread joy during this campaign. I was running a small competition, and the winners, bam, 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 of the signed copy of The Alphabet of Happiness are Zoe McFarlane, Mary Beth Hazeldine, and Alex Cunningham. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Massive congratulations. I'm sending you your signed copy. Thank you to our winners and also everyone else who shared and commented on my campaign. And today is 31st of October. Today is also extra special as I can't wait to see many of you at my big book launch party at the Science Museum in London. Please come. Say hi, celebrate, and let's make it a night to remember. And if you cannot join me in person, sign up to my free webinar on 8th of December, where I'll be discussing how can we live a happier life. And finally, I promise, a final announcement. There is one more reason why this episode is actually extra special. And that's because it's episode 200 of the Happiness Challenge podcast. Wow, wow. Cannot believe it. 200 episodes later. This is an incredible milestone to share with you all. So thank you so much for being part of this journey. Thank you again for listening, for sharing, and for, most importantly, choosing happiness one letter at a time. I'll see you next month for more science, stories, and smiles. Stay happy, stay curious, and I see you next month. Bye!